Proclamation number 5042A of 15th of January, 1951. Embodiment as a human being, consequence of sin. Work of redemption. Your being as a human being is the result of sin. You are to take on a subordinate form, a form which is impermanent, which was therefore only created by me for the duration of your stay in it, and which will always remain transient because its substance is matter, something immature spiritual which requires an exceedingly long time in order to enliven a human body like your soul. This external form of yours is a burden, a fetter, which imposes constraints on the spiritual being sheltered in it. Thus the state of the spiritual is not bliss. It is in a state of judgment, and this judgment is the result of sin, of the former rebellion against me and the turning away from me. Sin is an offense against love. Love is something divinely sublime. It is the original substance of myself. Thus an offense against love is also an offense against me, which cannot go unpunished according to divine justice. The sin cannot be undone by my love, but it has to be atoned for, or my justice would not be satisfied. This act of justice takes place through the banishment of the spiritual substance, which once resisted me, in a material form, which always means a fetter for it. Hence this bondage is a consequence of sin, and thus all spiritual substances which are bound in the material creation up to the human being are under judgment. It is, as it were, atoning for the guilt it has incurred through the sin of its former rebellion against me. The process of atonement, however, lasts an infinite amount of time and would not end with the lost embodiment as a human being either, since the guilt is inconceivably great and the atonement could not be made in the short time of earthly life.